9. Time flies when you're having fun. And I'm definitely having fun now because in the studio we have Lindy Elms and Glenda Thompson, both of whom are now talking wild creatures and the rescue thereof. How lovely. Thank you for joining me on the morning show and welcome to you.
Thank you, Dave. Awesome to be here.
So the last time we spoke, there was an exciting opportunity to, well, do good and be blessed with a massage with stones and things like that. And apparently you're extending that for another week.
Yes, Dave, we extended it until the end of next week, which will be Friday. We'll draw the winners of that Mangwanani, two full body massages for whoever the highest donator on our backer buddy will be. So exciting to get that through.
Yeah, so if you are keen to donate to a very worthy cause, Lindy's putting an animal ambulance together, and obviously it's an expensive exercise, so the money is going to go to a very good cause. And you, if you are the biggest donor, well, you could be having a massage for two. I mean, can you just maybe do two massages for you if you don't have a significant... We won't go there. But it'll happen next week, folks, the draw. So you've got another week to contribute. What are we talking about today?
So, Dave, Glenda has come aboard as an ambassador for Wildlife Rescue. She's also very involved with environmental affairs and has a big passion for that. And she's been amazing support for me and... She sees what I do. We've spent a lot of time together, so she has a deep understanding of the passion and the drive that I have for these creatures and where it's going.
Marvelous. Well, and Glenda is extremely well connected, so this is good news.
Well connected with monkeys and all sorts of fun things out there. The mongoose.
I was going to say, you mustn't talk about your friends like that. But yes, I understand exactly.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah, and so the two of you are now kind of joint, united front, doing good things. How's the animal rescue environment? Because the last time we spoke, you showed me statistics, and I was shocked. I had no idea that there were as many casualties as there are, and you're extremely busy.
Very, Dave, and every day is different. So yesterday I had a rescue that I left home at 20 to 12 and I completed the day and the whole rescue at after Hoppers 8 last night, with vet calls, going back to vets, trying to trap a monkey, spending time there. So it takes a full day to do one rescue. It's not a quick in and out, depending on the circumstances. Sometimes it is 5 minutes, but yesterday was literally the whole day.
And I see you were involved with a bush baby rescue the other day.
Yes, that little bush baby was found in Sinkwazi. We weren't too sure what was wrong. We got it home, hydrated it, fed it, got it warm, and I got it up to Crow as a preferred rehab facility. And that little one was x-rayed on the next day and had a broken pelvis. So there's nothing you can do in those circumstances. It wasn't a euthanasia, unfortunately.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Doesn't always end happily, but at least there is the opportunity to end the suffering.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And Glenda, what brings you to this point?
Well, what brings me here is this amazing person, because she has literally taken this enormous task on her shoulders, and she needs help. She needs as much help as she can get. You know, she's been using her little Mini Cooper to do the rescues. She needs a vehicle, and that is the most important thing. And I would like to encourage people to check out the Facebook page. It's www Wildlife Rescue, and donate. She's got a donating thing there. What's it called?
Backer Buddy.
Backer Buddy, guys. So please check it out. I'd also like to chat to developers out there, because, you know, the reason that we have this wildlife problem is because of the developments that are taking place. And I know that a lot of them are involved in giving back in certain ways, but this is a huge way that they can give back.
Yes, it would make a lot of sense and be a great ambassador, wouldn't it be, to see a vehicle that has been contributed by a particular estate or development.
100%.
And, you know, I think that would be, in terms of positive PR, which is where you specialize, it would be a very good
it would be fantastic,
marketing,
Dave,
vehicle.
Yeah, but also she's looking, Lindy's looking for more people to actually join the cause. So people who can help it. Here's this little lady. I mean, she's not massive. And she rushes off and she collects these bull monkeys, mongoose that have been injured. She does most of it on her own. She needs help. I'm looking at, talking to students, for instance, university students who are perhaps studying, who've got time on their hands to give her a hand. And anyone else there who's got time to help Lindy, because she needs as much help as she can get. She really does. She's not doing it for herself. She's doing it for our small mammals and bird life and everything else that's being injured out there.
Well, it's wonderful that you have come on board, because you are very well connected, and certainly you have a very strong voice in the community. So the message will get out there, and this is not a bad start, if I might say.
Thanks, Dave.
And Dave, can I just follow up on what Glenda said there about volunteers? It's so needed. You don't have to have experience. The way you learn to do the work is by watching, by being on scene. And I need somebody to video for me when I'm doing the rescues, and they'll be trained in the process. So that you don't have to have specialized trained. You just come along and learn how to do the work by starting off with just videoing. You don't have to be hands-on until you know how. And then we do give an advanced training through Crow on how to rescue appropriately.
Anyone that would like to contact you, what is the best way?
Just to give me a call. My phone's always with me. It's 083-607-4498.
And we don't even need to repeat that, because you're not going to write it down or try and remember it. You're just going to pick up the podcast later, and that makes it so convenient. Podcast, of course, available on our apps or our website, and you'll find it under the Morning Show. Well, this is it. The weekend ahead, and I'm sure it's going to be a busy one for you. Have you got plans?
No, I actually tend not to be very reliable anymore, because when I make plans, I get called out and I let people down. But unfortunately, that's where my passion is. So, yeah, I don't make plans.
Gee.
Dave, I also want to come in here quickly. We've also got we do collections, secondhand goods, to help raise money for vet bills. That's something else that Lindy's involved in as well. So if anyone's got any secondhand goods that they'd like to donate,
what sort of things would be good?
Well, clothes are great. You know, have a look in your kitchen, things that you haven't used for a while. And we set up at Odyssey. There's a little place there that we've got a spot where we sell stuff. And
when do you do the selling?
We'll put that on the Facebook page, okay. Lindy's Facebook page, because it happens, when Odyssey can give us a spot.
Okay. So that's goods or clothing or appliances, anything that has a value that you might not be using right now. And in that way, you could do your bit to support a very worthy cause. That's a good idea. And I think that's pretty much where we leave it, unless there's another pressing matter that we need to address before we say cheers.
No, I think that's it, Dave. Thank you very much.
No, thanks,
appreciate the
Dave.
Time.
Well, it's always good to see you. And next Friday, we will reconvene to find out more about the world of animal rescue on the North Coast and how you can get involved. Thanks so much for joining me. Glenda and Lindy on The Morning Show. The Morning Show continues.